Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the OLI's Conversation with Experts series. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, depending on where you're dialing in from. Today, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to our show Dr. Ali Eslami Manish. Dr. Eslami Manish received his undergraduate and graduate degrees in chemical engineering from the University of Isfahan and Shiraz University, respectively, in Iran. He later earned his PhD in process engineering at École Nationale Supérieure des Mines de Paris. In 2012, he also spent a two-year period as a postdoc with Shell Global Solutions at Clarkson University in New York. And since 2014, he's been with OLI, working for us as a thermodynamist. And during his career, he has been involved in multiple projects from academia, industry, and federal agencies. He's widely published and very widely cited in the topics for thermodynamics of phase equilibria, gas hydrates, electrolyte systems, corrosion, and properties of critical materials. He is a recipient of the Henry Kihan Award from International Association of Chemical Thermodynamics, the Excellence in Reviewing Award from Journal of Fluid Phase Equilibria, and also the Best PhD Student Presentation Award from Elsevier. He's currently focused on developing theoretical models for prediction of general and localized corrosion of corrosion-resistant alloys. So clearly, you know, we're very fortunate to have him talk to us today. So very warm welcome to you, Dr. Ali Eslami Manish.
Thank you very much, Vinice, for having me.
Excellent. I'm sure our viewers are in for a treat to learn about the science of electrolytes and how you're using that to really talk about providing some very insightful predictions in the corrosion area. So with that, we will move to sort of today's topic. This topic is on modeling of the corrosion behavior of corrosion-resistant alloys and how we can use mechanistic approaches to predict corrosion in various chemical process environments. So with that, my first question for Dr. Eslami Manish, why is corrosion important in the chemical industry? Can you give us some context here?
Sure. Well, the chemical processes environments often contain corrosive multi-component systems. They include mixed acids, as well as their mixtures with or without salts. And they're usually accompanied by various types of gases, of course. These components potentially lead to significant corrosion issues in chemical processing. They bring about equipment failure, regular shutdowns and overhauls of the chemical plants. For instance, high corrosion rates can be seen on piping, pumps, boilers, even in reactors, depending on the operational conditions indeed. By the way, a comprehensive study by NACE, the National Association of the Corrosion Engineers, in 2016 showed that the direct cost of corrosion in industry is around $276 billion a year, which is roughly equivalent to 3.1% of the US GDP. So it is really considerable.
That's good to know. That's it's a pretty important area to focus on, and we are putting our finger on an important problem. So how about the oil and gas industry? How does corrosion fit in there? What are some of the main issues from an oil and gas industry perspective?
Yes, the corrosion phenomena in petroleum industry are one of the major issues that affect the integrity of production and transportation facilities, as well as process facilities. Especially in the recent decades, the main concern has been the production of oil, gas, or even gas condensates from deep wells. So what happens in deep wells is that temperature, pressure, and pH can exceed the resistance thresholds of some of the materials that are typically used in these kind of operations. When in practice, presence of aggressive species such as chlorides, carbon dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, of course at high concentrations, can result in substantial general and localized corrosion, in particular when large amounts of formation or injection waters are produced. I should say that localized corrosion is of particular interest because it can be a precursor to a stress corrosion cracking, so-called SCC, which is very common problem in oil and gas industry.
So clearly these are pretty harsh environments. So what type of materials are typically used, to withstand these types of conditions for process equipment?
Well, typically corrosion-resistant alloys or CRAs are applied in such environments. Their usage of these materials has been really soaring due to the need for improving the equipment's reliability and safety in operations where we have considerable amounts of corrosive fluids.
And how resistant would you say these corrosion-resistant alloys are to the actual corrosive behavior?
Yeah, very good question. Although the corrosion-resistant alloys are much more resistant to uniform corrosion compared to carbon steel or low alloy steels, depending on their elemental structures, they can be susceptible to localized corrosion, as well as to environmentally assisted cracking, especially in harsh, sour hydrogen sulfide environments. And that can be in the forms of sulfide stress cracking, or SSC, and stress corrosion cracking, which I pointed out earlier.
So I do realize that we do have widely used standards for material selection for these processes. Are those published standards and guidelines good enough to select materials, or do we really have to understand their behavior in a more granular method through modeling and simulation?
That is true. We have standards, guidelines, but in practice, there are various methods to determine the applicability domains of these corrosion-resistant alloys. Firstly, as a common practice, we can consult the standards and guidelines, as you mentioned. Those guidelines are coming from the professional associations, such as NACE, ASME, ASTM. The second way to go is to conduct or utilize the direct laboratory tests, like weight loss measurements or electrochemical measurements. And the third way, and finally, we can employ empirical correlations. These correlations can be expressed as a function of a specified alloy components or a function of concentration ranges of corrosive components. But the point is that all of these solutions can really suffer from a common and general methodology, I would say. For instance, inconsistent test results and interpretations may be obtained from different test laboratories. So they might lead to inappropriate qualifications of corrosion-resistant alloys. Plus, in order to provide reliable qualifying outcomes, laboratory tests need to be performed under proper definition of corrosion test requirements and wide range of desired operational conditions. As a consequence to what I said, we in fact need to establish predictive models that can not only quantify but also simulate the behavior of the CRAs, particularly in the complex process environments that we encounter. And the development of such models really require in-depth theoretical study of corrosion. And that can be possible through a mechanistic approach.
And I understand OLI, we do have our sort of general corrosion model. How would you describe this model for corrosion prediction?
That's right. Our corrosion modeling framework consists of a thermophysical and an electrochemical module. How does it work? The thermophysical module describes the phase and chemical equilibrium in AQ system and consequently computes speciation, activities, transport properties of the solution species and those species that are participate in interfacial reactions important for corrosion. These quantities are then plugged into the electrochemical module. The objective of this part is to simulate the kinetics of electrochemical reactions. We do it on the basis of the mixed potential theory, very famous in corrosion science. This routine considers various partial cathodic and anodic reactions that may be occur on the surface of the alloy. And also, this module takes into account the transport processes for the species and components that are electrochemically active. One of the key features here is that the model uniquely accounts for the active-passive transition and the dissolution in the passive state of the alloy. And this is how we model the corrosion of the CRAs.
Excellent. I understand that when you have acid mixtures along with salts, the environment can be particularly corrosive. How does the model actually incorporate those effects for CRAs?
Yeah, this is one of the major application of our model. As a matter of fact, there are plenty of data in open literature for bare metals as well as for alloys in various single component chemicals. For example, pure acids or single component chemicals. These data are being nowadays used for material selection. But however, the chemical process fluids that we encounter in chemical industry, they are rarely single component acids. They're often found to contain various salts. Someone might ask, where are the origins of these salts in process? Well, they can be from catalysts, from impurities, from mixing water, or even from the corrosion products. Another thing here is that the corrosion rate in many industrial mixtures is literally a complex function of solution as well as alloy composition, makes it very complex. And this fact limits interpolation or extrapolation of data from a small number of experimental measurements that are available in literature. I'll give you an example. Fluoride acts and aggressive species, very corrosive when we have dilute sulfuric acid. But when we have preconcentrated sulfuric acid, fluoride acts as a corrosion inhibitor. It inhibits corrosion. But having said that, a mechanistic model, the thing that we are looking for and we have developed, of course, with appropriate parameterization, it can provide insightful solutions to these challenges. And eventually, it brings about reliable prediction of corrosion of the CRAs.
Excellent. Now, thinking about oil field operations, we know that sulfide stress cracking can be a significant challenge. Does our model predict susceptibility to sulfide stress cracking in oil field operations?
The answer is yes, but to a reasonable extent. I'll tell you how. In the oil ice corrosion model, the passivation potential, or so-called the protection potential, is calculated by solving the expression for the current density in an occluded corrosion, localized corrosion environment. Then we compare this parameter with the corrosion potential calculated from the general corrosion module that I explained earlier in the interview. In this way, we are able to evaluate the general corrosion and the maximum localized corrosion propagation rates. Now back to your question, considering the fact that the tendency for sulfide stress cracking correlates with the maximum propagation rate for localized corrosion, the results of this corrosion model can be compared directly with the applicability domain of a particular alloy. It can be as a function of temperature, pH, chloride concentrations, and partial pressure of the H2S. These parameters are very important in design and control of the operations. But one point I would like to make here is that this prediction method considers only the electrochemical phenomena in the system. It is nature of the model. It does not treat the effects of stress and mechanical properties on the corrosion of the CRAs. So these latter effects need to be taken care of by suitable mechanical models.
Excellent. That was great insights. Now, what materials, tools, and resources do we have for our viewers to learn more about the corrosion of corrosion resistant alloys?
The OLI system corrosion model, as I described, it is incorporated in OLI Corrosion Analyzer version 10 and OLI Studio version 10. I also encourage the viewers to consult our publications in various journals. They can learn more details on OLI systems corrosion model, its components, and applicability consulting those publications. And they can also see a list of some relevant papers of hours on the landing page.
Excellent. This has been very, very insightful, Dr. Ali Islami Manish. Thank you so much for your time. And to our viewers, thank you for watching. And you know, please continue to engage with us and register for the webinar for corrosion of corrosion-resistant alloys with Dr. Ali Islami Manish to learn more about this area. And so long for the next episode. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.